This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. When Northeast Ohio libraries shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic, many people lost a connection to crucial resources. The Ohio Library Council has been working with libraries to find new ways to serve patrons. This week, some libraries will take the first step in reopening by offering curbside service. One of them is the Public Library of Youngstown and Mahoning County. Director Amy Fiferic talked about how their library services are evolving.
Are all libraries adopting the same types of protocols?
I would say in general, most libraries, especially the larger libraries, are adopting the Ohio Library Council's roadmap to reopening. As we were working with the Ohio Library Council and other Ohio libraries across the state, as well as paying attention to the governor's rules for reopening, one of the things we realized is that we are going to have to step up and gradually expand services, much like as the governor brought us into Safe at Home, we stepped down services. So our first step is curbside service. That will start on June 3rd, and we have already started, once again, our special delivery service, which connects people in nursing homes with library materials. So the next phase, as we take that next step that we'll be looking at, is how do we safely allow computer access? That involves a lot of things. First and foremost, being able to get sufficient quantities of your personal protective equipment, masks, hand sanitizer, soap, for the restrooms, all of those things that we need to have in bulk to keep people safe. So that's one of the things we're talking about. We're also looking at the placement of our computers to make sure that when people come in at some point in the future, that they will be able to use the computers and still maintain safe social distance. So one step at a time, slowly and carefully, to keep everyone safe.
Can you talk a little bit about how you've developed this plan and how difficult it was to come to this?
We had to think about all the details. Like normally when you place an item on hold, it sits on the hold shelf until you come into the library and then you either check it out yourself or bring it to the desk and a staff member does that for you. So for this, we are actually, when we're processing the holds, the staff member is checking them out immediately and then putting them into bags. Restaurants have been doing curbside for a long time. Grocery stores have gotten into the mix, but this is a first for us. We're so used to people being able to come in the building and get their own materials and browse that we really had to think through all the pieces of the process. So I'm really happy to have been able to help access all the great minds across Ohio and the nation, because all libraries were dealing with this change.
I'm sure you're keeping track of the data. How has the online usage of your materials increased during this time?
Oh, it has definitely soared. We had an amazing response from our vendor community. So all of the resources we have, Libby, Hoopla, RB Digital, and all of our online databases, stepped up and realized, since there weren't going to be in library building services being offered, that they had to modify as well. We really were able to get the word out and help satisfy some of the pent-up need. Now, it's not true for everybody, because we know the digital divide is real and not everybody has technology at home. And while our buildings have been closed, one of the things we did was we moved our wireless access points closer to the edges of the buildings so that you would be able to access the wireless from the parking lot. So if you were to drive up, we've had people in the parking lots doing homework, checking in with their jobs and things like that.
How do you think this time will change forever how you operate?
Well, it already has. We're spinning up services now out of desperation to serve the public, and that the public is really responding to. I would imagine curbside service is going to be very popular. So these are things that aren't going to go away once we are able to have people back into the buildings. These kind of extra services, online services, are new ways for us to do business, new ways for us to connect with people. And and for some portions of the public, a very powerful way to connect. So we're going to take advantage of that and keep going. So I think it's going to be massive changes for the library industry, as it is for pretty much any industry that's been affected by this outbreak.
That's Amy Fiferick, the director of the Public Library of Youngstown and Mahoning County. The library's summer reading program, Imagine Your Story, kicks off Monday virtually with programs online, as well as games for children and adults. You can find a link with more information at WKSU.org. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.